It doesn't matter to me what he says or thinks. I mean, they aren't on Penn State's schedule, and they aren't fighting for the same thing Penn State's fighting for. I don't think it matters whether you... there should never be a desire to try to prove to everybody you're the smartest guy in the room. Does it matter if you have to sit there and go through 20 seconds of verbiage for a play to show everybody how smart you are? And Penn State's not a one-word offense, believe me. I know what the play calls are. Well, I don't know. Okay, I know what some of the play calls are, because I'll hear it in practice. So I know what some of them are. I certainly have memorized none of them, because I don't need to memorize it. Right. But you have 40 seconds. That's like till you snap the ball. From the time they put the ball down, you got 40. You're not going to sit there and waste all of it. And it doesn't matter. All it matters is how effective it is. And Penn State's offense has been good enough to win 11 games or better in 4 of the last 7 years. Penn State's offense has been good enough to get it to 4 New Year's 6 bowl games and win 3 of them in that same time span. So it's good enough. Pitt, to its credit, has won an ACC title, and they've been, and to their credit, they've been to another title game. So let's give Pat credit. Pat's a good coach. He is. Pat is a good coach. There's no getting around it. He has done a good job with that program. But again, they're not competing for what Penn State's competing for. And I don't mean the conference championship. I mean, Penn State's got itself in the thick of the conversation, trying to fight for the whole thing, and not just a conference championship. And a conference championship is a great accomplishment. I want to point that out. And he doesn't have to keep proving over and over again, trying to tell everybody either how smart he is or... let me give an example. I'll tell you a guy that's matured a lot in terms of how he approaches things with the media, and that's Brett Bielema. Early in his career, Brett was the kind of guy that would tell you, you know, if you went back and you'd listen to his answers, you know, he'd insert himself into the answer about when the improvement came up. Now Brett gets up there and he talks about everybody else. He doesn't have to tell everybody whether, you know, everybody knows Brett's a good coach. And I think he's secure enough in himself to understand that, and so he talks about everybody else. He was asked about Jim Leonard this week, being put on the Illinois staff as a quality control assistant. He was talking about when he got elevated and became the defensive coordinator, that Jim Leonard was one of the players on the field. And he was told by Barry Alvarez, hey, the first guy you need to talk to on that defense is Jim Leonard. And Leonard had been a walk-on, very smart. And Bielema then related a story at Big Ten Media Day about there were 3 critical calls in a game, and Leonard made all of them. And he said, it made me look good. He said, I didn't make any of them. He said, there were 3 plays we didn't even prepare for. Now, he wouldn't have done that years ago, Matt. He wouldn't have. Okay. And that's the area where Pat Narduzzi has to understand that, you know what? Pat is a good coach. Pat does a good job. Okay? He does. And when you're doing a good job, you don't need to start taking a little shot here at somebody or a little shot there, because guess what? You're just doing your thing. And that's one thing he has to understand moving forward. He should be secure enough in who he is, who his program happens to be, where they stand in their conference, and so forth, that there's no need to take, you know, a veiled little shot at Penn State or anything like that. You just have to go out and just say, you know, hey, you know, he's done a good job of picking up what we do. We do some things differently than Penn State does. Nothing wrong with saying that. That's you know, Penn State does some things different than Pitt does. Pitt does some things different than Penn State does. I don't really know what that is because I don't watch really any Pitt football. And it's nothing to do with anything other than the fact that, you know, they're not on Penn State's schedule and they're usually not playing a national game. Like, for example, their big national game last year was exactly opposite Penn State Purdue, so I didn't see the West Virginia game at all. So I don't really see them that often to tell you what the differences are between the offenses because I don't, you know, again, they're not playing Penn State, so I don't really. Just like I don't watch a lot of Oklahoma State football. How about that? All right. Don't watch a lot of North Carolina football because they're not Penn State schedule. But he doesn't have to take shots at other people. You know, he's done a good enough job and has established himself. They've been to two ACC title games, have won one. And he doesn't need to do something like that. All right? It's like, you know, it's okay. You know, everybody knows that you're doing a good job, right? You don't have to take shots at other people. You don't, and that's how I view it. I mean, that'd be the advice I'd give me, Pat. You know, you don't need to do that. Okay. Yeah, you're taking a shot at a program in your state that obviously bugs you because you know you're not playing, and I understand that, but you know. The offense you're taking a shot at's won the games that you've been hoping to win. You know, you've been hoping to win a Fiesta Bowl or hoping to win a Cotton Bowl, hoping to win a Rose Bowl, you know? And you know, and so I understand that part of it, but everybody knows he's done a good job. I mean, unless you're the deepest of hater against Pitt, you have to look at the Pitt program and say, you know, Pat Narduzzi's done a good job. And he should realize that and feel no need to take shots at other people. That's how I view it.